Yes, we're here. If you're not here, you should have been. Your fault. You can tell time. 21st century and all that. We're here to discuss the week's big tech stories. The ones that you just can't miss. Unless you're not near the internet. Joining me to discuss them. What a panel. And it starts off with the return of the heart.
Hello.
How you doing, mate?
I'm very well. All the best. It's been a good week, actually. It's been a great week. Thank you. Yourself?
Enjoyed your sojourn.
Yes, it's okay. The problem we have now is we've got this family fitness regime going on and we have to go to the gym and swimming and things in the evening. So it just fits. I come home from work and then I sort of get me jogging bottoms on and try and lose some of this paunch.
I can't wait till I'm 11 so I can go gym.
Because at the moment, she's not allowed.
Really? Oh, well, that's bad news. That is the dulcet tones of Lenny Hart.
In the United States, we have a minimum drinking age. In the United Kingdom, you have a minimum health age. Sorry, before you're 11, you can't be healthy.
No. Well, it kind of comes naturally over here. Lenny, how are you doing, girl?
I'm good, thanks.
Excellent. Now, you're here for a very special purpose a little bit later, aren't you?
Yeah.
We're going to get your distinct and incisive opinions on technology in general, but you're also here to deliver a review on the Huddle.
Is that how you pronounce it? I've always been unsure.
Well, it's four letters that don't really go together, so you can say what you like. It's fine. You can call it what you want. But you're going to give us, because you're the target market. Did you realise that?
Well, I wouldn't. By the way, it gets me to connect to Facebook on most of the games, and also sharing with your child came up when I first started.
Yeah, the Huddle is aimed at sort of the 10 to 18-year-old market, mate. Big time. So we should get your review in a moment. Next to James and Lenny is Jeff.
And it's great to be here. I can't wait to see how people abuse my image in the name of Jesus.
We took that before the podcast started, but there you go. There's Jeff with a halo over his head. Now all he's got is the top of his head overexposed. Dude, don't look it up. Oh, no, you're blind. You know when you said you moved the other week in Denver? Did you move closer to the sun?
Well, yes, Colorado is closer to the sun anyhow.
It's true. It's high. Yeah. If you ever come to the bash, the drop in altitude is going to make you hyper, isn't it?
You have no idea.
Oh, man, I can't wait for that year.
It gives me like superpowers for drinking and running and stuff because you guys have oxygen.
Yeah, yeah, in abundance as well, apart from the fact that we can't absorb it because we're unfit. the bash is confirmed. It's 11th of July for the curry, 12th of July for the bash. Tickets go on sale after Christmas. Make sure you come. Beneath Jeff, it's that man Righty.
Hello, the window.
Hello, Seth, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. You've got a week off.
I've got a week off. Oh, I'm looking forward to it.
Right, okay. Are you going to be doing anything with that specifically? Or I'm thinking review country. Is there anything coming up?
It is coming up, and a bit of Xbox, and a bit of out and about. But yeah, literally looking forward to just a break. I just need a break so badly.
Have you got Xbox One then?
No, just the old one.
Oh, right. Why are you reviewing a 10-year-old device exactly?
No, I'm playing the Xbox. I'm doing my Mavericks review.
Oh, good man.
Yeah, I had my first Mavericks fail today, which is just as you called me, but it's okay.
Okay, that's fair enough. We'll look forward to it, mate. I've enjoyed it. I installed it today on my production machine, so that's good. And last, but by, of course, no means least, Thomas Merritt. How you doing, mate?
I'm good.
Been pretty quiet in the pre-show. Is that because you're worried you might say something that can incriminate you, or...?
I've got to fighting off a little bit of a cold, so I'm just focusing my energy, saving it all.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We call that man flu.
Yeah?
Yeah, a bit of a cold, man flu.
Man flu.
I believe my granddad had a cold, and then after that, a few days later, he recovered. My uncle got the exact same cold.
Mm. Yep. And they called it man flu.
From your grandfather, then.
Did they kiss or something?
I think...
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all. Tom, have you been kissing Lenny's granddad?
Not that I was aware of, but, you know, I guess so many people, it's hard to tell.
Now, you've got two baseball caps behind you. Who are you pulling for, mate?
Oh, I grew up near St. Louis, so the St. Louis Cardinals are in the World Series. That's my team.
And what's the current score?
They're even, one game apiece, best of seven.
Next one's tonight?
Next one's tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Yeah, it's travel day today.
Travel day, God. Did they just go back and
forth?
They
all had to take the trains because this game was invented in Victorian times or something. I don't know.
Yeah, they walk.
Yeah,
they get a steamer. Get a steamer down the Mississippi.
Right.
the week in tech, and they play cards on the way.
Now, you are a brave man installing OS X Mavericks on your production machine. I put it on my laptop, but I haven't put it on my actual main machine yet.
Well, the thing is, I only use my laptop here for work, and it runs Final Cut and Logic, and I make most of the money that I make out of Final Cut and Logic. So I'm figuring it's pretty... there's a good chance it'll be risk-free.
Rolling the dice there. Yeah, I haven't had any problems with it on the laptop.
Can I ask a question, please? Is it mandatory to tweet installing Mavericks when you're installing Mavericks? Because everybody seems to have done that.
Well,
is it an automatic tweeting thing? You double click the disk image and it automatically tweets.
Well, no,
yeah, Apple just puts it out there.
Crapping yourself when installing
because if you disappear, people know why.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. Good point.
I posted on Twitter because I was one of the people who got the your disk has failed error, which apparently you just ignore and it installs just fine, which mine did. But I'm not the only one who got it.
I got that too.
Did you?
On my main machine, not my backup machine, which I'm using my backup machine right now. And I couldn't get it to install. And I can't get any version of OS X to install now. I have to reformat the drive and start over.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I took that as an opportunity to buy myself a 1 terabyte hybrid drive to pop into my MacBook Pro and, you know, so.
I this week have found out that the 2011 MacBook Pro can't cope with two SSDs on the SATA board. The SATA controller can't cope with them. If I leave them out, leave one out, the machine absolutely flies. If I put the other one in, it just turns into an absolute turgid wreck. And if I put a spinning drive in, it's fine.
Dual core?
Think about that. I have no. Yeah, I guess it is a dual core.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe it's just too quick for it. It just can't cope with a disk access. It just can't cope with not having to wait.
It's something like
it's like having two really fast talkers at your
office.
It's the 2.5 gigahertz Intel Core i7, so that probably is dual core, isn't it? Not Haswell, though. We'll just see. The Week in Tech, what's happened? Ofcom has said that if your prices go up mid-contract, that is a perfectly good reason to get yourself out of your contract. That's a really good thing for us here in the UK, definitely, because Ofcom are seldom really insightful and nasty to the people that are ripping us off. But we'll come back to that. Germany is going to get its own internet. This is a fantastic story. Apparently, this has come about since the NSA hacked into Angela Merkel's computer.
She wasn't pleased, was she?
And
don't do that.
No, they found some of those private pictures. So that's they can't risk pictures of Angela Merkel getting out on the general internet.
She gave them one of those looks.
So Germany's getting their own. Only Germany fancies Angela Merkel, it would seem. Police in Manchester should have recovered these parts from a 3D printer. What they actually recovered was the 3D printer instead.
Oh, so close.
They raided a place that apparently that was... I think we're probably taking the mickey a little bit unfairly, but they raided a place that was known for its negative behaviours, shall we say, hoping that they would get a resin printer gun, but they actually found out that the criminals were being hugely criminalistic and making another printer. So, this is before they went into mass production.
You can make twice as many guns that way.
Does that constitute intent?
No, it constitutes intent to intend.
Intent to intend. Microsoft profits have climbed because Surface sales have recovered.
Remarkable.
Have recovered? What exactly does that mean, have recovered? Like,
I mean, they slashed the prices so far, they actually sold some.
They sold one to you, Merritt, so it can't be all bad.
Yeah, well, actually, most of the money they made is from the enterprise side of things with Azure. They're just going crazy with the actual business side of things. But yeah, Surface, they doubled their Surface sales. They had to cut the price a lot, though, so their gross margins suffered a lot.
I think that, well, there's a lot of good stuff going on with the Windows Touch interface on touch devices. So if you've got the tablet, the cheapy tablet, and if you've got the Windows Phone, it's gorgeous. I gotta say, I love my Windows Phone. I won't be going back to iOS anytime soon.
I'm tempted to get a Surface Pro now that they're, you know, upgraded and they have that dock. That could be my desktop replacement.
Well, that was the one that really hummed, apparently, because of the fact it wasn't really built for touch. But might be a good call now. And Microsoft is also releasing their own version of Google Glass. Windows Glass. It's a true story. I'm not making it up.
Wrong.
Well, we've got a screen capture here of what it's going to look like. There you go. That's the interface.
No, you've got to wait for it to come. It's on a bit of a delay.
It'll come, girl. Don't worry. Twitter's going to be floated up.
It has to go to space and back before you see it.
Absolutely. There's the point. Yeah. Via Sputnik. Twitter is being floated. It's got an independent, what's the thing, the PO bit, and price offering or public offering. There we go. And it's worth $11 billion. When the hell was Twitter ever worth $11
billion? $11 billion!
Well, there's only 2 billion users, and none of them are worth a quid each. Never in a million years.
And the hilarious part is that it's actually worth, what, a tenth of what Facebook was worth at launch?
Mm. And Facebook wasn't worth that.
Who does the valuation? Stupid question, I know.
It's a figure.
Well, it's Twitter saying we're going to issue our stock at this price and we're going to issue this many shares. So they're gambling that that's what they're worth.
AKA a dartboard.
Yeah.
There you go. They all went down the pub. They got one of those dartboards that the darts never stick into in American pubs. And they
it's
just
how we win.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good point. Only the person with the sharp darts can win. And last but by no means least, scientists have managed to invent an additional device for your iPhone or your Android phone. It's a unit that plugs on the bottom. And instead of when your phone ring, it vibrates or make an audible tone, this thing dispenses the smell of bacon.
I want that.
Sold. Bloody sold.
Oh, I probably do. You want the smell of bacon without the actual bacon?
Yeah, because it'll make you want to eat bacon, and you'll get bacon out, and you'll cook bacon, and you'll have bacon.
And you know what else gives you the smell of bacon? Bringing bacon out and cooking bacon.
Yeah, but you never think until someone phones you up. You don't think, I need bacon.
Are you saying there's a deficiency of bacon eating going on that we need mice to prime us to eat
this
bacon?
Is a bit Pavlovian, isn't it?
They
you know
should.
There's going to be any other sense coming out.
Of what
other sense were you thinking?
I thought that Lenny was expecting some sense out of this show.
No. Aromas rather than sense out of the big show.
What sense would you have then, Lenny? What would you choose?
Cut grass.
Oh, puppies. Puppies with toilet roll around them.
That's not a good smell.
No.
No, before they've used it.
Right. Oh, not secondhand then.
So you'd like some nice, peaceful smells.
Mm-hmm.
Right, there we go. Chat room. Strawberry says back when she's got the ball rolling. Whoever comes up with the best scent wins a prize. There we go.
Me!
Well, you're not a prize.
No, I gotta say, cut grass is a damn good one. You got a lot to beat there. Anyone at corn?
Pancakes, that's pretty tough to beat.
Can
you imagine? You have pancakes on your phone, your friend has bacon on their phone, you call each other in the same room.
You'd be 40 stone in a week.
Easily.
It should be an alarm, shouldn't it? When you wake up in the morning, the smell of bacon.
Coffee is a good one as well.
Oh,
yeah. Alarm. Now I'm starting to see the purpose of this.
Could they mix the scents, though, or would they just get horrible?
I was about to say cake, but then I remembered that cake doesn't really have a scent.
Cake doesn't have a scent?
A little bit.
Unless you're baking it at that moment.
Are you saying your grandma's cake doesn't have a scent?
Steady.
James, there's like a 30-minute lag on your feed, I think.
Yeah.
I think you're still doing the intros. Never mind.
I'm seeing
you fine, but it's. I think the feed through to the Wirecast is a bit slow, so never mind. Right, we're going to bring a story party, and we've done better than that. We've got a live review this week, and the live review is courtesy of Lenny. Lenny, put the fat old man out of the way. Just
steady.
Push him to one side. Now, Lenny, you have had the huddle for how long? James, get her a cushion.
I ordered it a while ago.
Right.
But it was saying it was in stock on the website, but it came about 2-3 weeks late.
All right, okay. Well, there was a lot of demand for them, it has to be said. So. Cool.
But a few days before, actually, I was saying how I don't like it when you can't see the password. You think you make a mistake, but you're not sure, so you had to delete the whole password. Then when I got this, I came across a show password button.
Oh, well, that was useful.
I really loved.
No kidding.
Do you hold it up so they can see it?
This is it in its case.
Right.
And you flip it open, and here's the actual huddle.
Okay.
Turn it on.
Now, how heavy is it?
It's fairly lightweight. I've got a few apps on there. A few.
Well, the apps don't change the weight, right?
I know. Not how science works. But, no. It's a good weight.
So it's not too heavy to carry around, then?
No.
And is it fast? Do you feel like when you're scrolling and stuff like that, it feels like it wants to move with
your
finger? Oh, yeah,
and it's good high definition as well.
Really? It looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. And what's your favourite app on it at the moment?
Probably 4Pix1Word.
4Pix1Word? What's that game? I haven't heard that.
Oh, that's a fun game.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're getting seconded right away here.
I played that with my nieces. It's fun.
Right. So explain to the old moron here that's asking what's that game about then?
It's basically what it sounds like. Really, there's 4 pictures. They all have something to do with each other, something in common. And then there's one word, and you have to guess a word out of a certain set of letters.
Right.
Do you want to bring it up so they can see an example?
All right, I'm stuck on this one, that's why.
So maybe the chat room can help you with it.
Okay, go on then. Show it up.
So there's 4 pictures, and there's one word.
To describe all 4 pictures.
I think this is backwards on the camera, so they just look like symbols right now. But there is... you can see the pictures, can't you?
Mm-hmm.
And there is O C J L N P E T J L E C at the bottom, and the word is out of those words.
How many letters has it got?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 letters.
Do you hold it up again to the camera?
And the pictures look like someone picking something up in a basket, a whole load of logos. A lady, I don't know what that looks a bit Monty Python, the one on the right.
With shoes.
Oh, and stamp collecting.
Ah, I wonder if there's a clue there.
And it begins with C. Collection.
Hey! That's got a bit more than 7 letters, unfortunately, and there wasn't 2 L's.
Collect.
Gonna hold it up then so you can see.
Is the 2 L's?
Collect. Yeah, there's a word that I don't know if you can read it.
There we go.
We win.
Well, there you go. So. The huddle's obviously brilliant.
4 coins every time you get a right word, and then you can use coins to give clues.
Now, have you watched any video on it?
Yeah, I've watched YouTube.
And?
Does that count?
No, that counts. Does the video look good in it?
Yeah. I'm not sure if it's 720 or 1080.
How old are you?
10.
I couldn't tell you what they meant in terms of numbers when I was 10, let alone video statistics, Mrs., so I'm very impressed. It does play up to 1080, though, doesn't it?
I think so.
It's 1440 by something or other, so it might be close.
Not completely.
Not totally. So you like it. Have you tried the Tesco Boinks stuff? Boinks TV and... It's not Boinks TV. What's it called?
Blinkbox.
Blinkbox, thank you. Yeah. Blinkbox TV.
I think the other was not age appropriate.
No, right. No, Boinks TV is the one that makes stuff like Wirecast, but it's crap.
Yeah, you press the Tesco button, hopefully.
Well, Blinkbox does it does books as well, doesn't it? You can buy your books on
it. I think Blinkbox costs money, according to my mum, so I don't really use stuff that costs money.
Oh, well, some of the stuff you get free as long as you've got a Tesco card, don't you?
I don't have a Tesco card.
Well, maybe your mum's got a club card. If you've got a Tesco club card, some of it comes free, I think. So, ask around, find a friend with a Tesco card that you can charge against, preferably a Visa. Get the number off them and make sure you get the 3-digit verification code off the back and the home address, okay?
And the expiry date, too.
And the expiry date. Don't forget the expiry date, otherwise you won't be able to activate it.
But once you've you can buy anything you want.
Yeah.
They're all free.
Cha-ching. It's like a cash machine-ish.
I'll buy a £1 million app.
No, because they'll find you then. You've got to drive small amounts, less than £20. Lots of them. And never buy.
I am listening, Ewan.
Never buy trainers or shoes and fuel for your car afterwards, ever. Because if you buy trainers and then...
I don't even have a driver's licence.
Okay. I was trying to be helpful.
Matt is asking if it has a Kindle app. I'm not completely sure.
Yes, it does. Because it uses any app that's in the current Google store, doesn't it? It's compatible with all the Android stuff.
All Android apps, right?
Yeah, and it's all A-grade Android as well. So when they upgrade the system, you can download it straight away. So you can always have the best operating system available. Not some rubbish that Tesco want you to have, which is useful. And would you buy it again? Now you've had it, because you said you didn't like it to start with until you remembered your password.
What?
You said you weren't keen until because you couldn't find your password regularly, but...
What?
Would you buy it again?
Yeah.
Yeah? Duh. All right, mate.
Stars.
Don't get dots. I hear the game is addictive.
Don't get...
I already have Minecraft. What else?
Oh, mate, don't...
Oh, dots is addictive, yeah.
Jeff, do you get any work done?
Just saying,
yeah. Ellis plays Minecraft, mate, and he's mad on it. Absolutely mad. He comes out from playing Minecraft and he sits down at a dinner table. Can I tell you about my house I built, Dad? No, I want to eat my dinner. Let's talk about you.
As long as he doesn't get exploded by a creeper, he's all right.
What's the thing that stands on the hill? There's something he said appeared on the hill one day that smashes his houses up.
Creeper, probably.
Oh, okay, you said the name of it. But, I don't know how much comes out of Ellis's heads, actually, really. Keep it real, girl. Thank you for your review. That was superb. Excellent. £119, the Huddle, available from Tesco. Only available in black at the moment, unless you want to wait a bit. The purple, the red one.
I got a red one.
Well, that's the whole point.
You're the cool girl.
She had to wait for the red one to turn up.
For about 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, but was it worth the wait?
It would be. It is worth the wait, but it would be even better if there wasn't a wait.
Oh, wise words. Wait. Tesco, pull your fingers out. Get on with your deliveries. There's 10-year-olds waiting across the country. How dare you. Good review, Mrs. Well done. If you want a show on this network, mate, there's one waiting for you. You just pick a topic. You're welcome. Excellent review. Right. Who else has got a story? Righty, what did you bring, boy?
Well, I know we're an Apple free zone, obviously, but obviously I'll mention it anyway, because obviously with this week with Mavericks going free and Windows 8.1 being a free upgrade, it's kind of what's the kind of future of the operating system? Because it's more like they're trying to pull us into ecosystems now than hardware or anything else, isn't it? Because Microsoft used to kind of make a lot of money out of their operating system. I think they used to make like 47% of their revenue was operating systems. But it seems that they're just trying to draw us in now, because I was really surprised when Apple kind of released Mavericks as a free upgrade.
I thought it'd be £20, I have to say.
Yeah, the thing is, I got really excited when they said it was free. I was going to pay like the £13 or whatever. But then obviously when you've got iWork and iLife for free now with new things, aren't they? And it's kind of like, well, you don't want people to use Office, do you? You want people to use iWork and things like that. It's almost like they're all just trying little ways to claw you in. Because I think on the Surface RT, Office is free, isn't it?
Dude, have you painted your nails?
Oh!
You let that one out, didn't you?
There's a good reason for that. There is actually a good reason for
that. You know they always pick you as a guy because you haven't shaved, right? Even when you've got the dress on.
No. I will explain before I continue.
Oh, bear in mind that Lenny's still here.
No. As you well know, I work for a reputable organisation that is in scientific research. Today was Breast Cancer Awareness Day, and everyone wore pink. And one of the main things was to wear pink, and I had my nails done. So there you go.
Oh, you did it for science.
I did it for science and for human progress.
When he did every other nail.
No. The nails that aren't done, the ones that I scraped off. Because I realized
how
I
was many like, calories in a taco?
James, you need to explain microphone etiquette to her.
Yeah, I've just I forgot it wasn't on mute, and my son's just turned up as well, so it's going to be chaos in here soon.
What's he?
Carry on, Paul. We need to know more about this. I don't know. I don't know.
It's important.
Please don't get him started, because if he starts reviewing something, he will be here for the rest of the show.
Well, I mean, let's go back to the point then that Paul's making there. The future of the OS. There's the question to everyone. Discuss.
There was a really interesting discussion on Twitter, actually, between Johnny Winter and Neil Cochran about how much it costs to not to upgrade to Windows 8.1, which came out over the week, which actually is free if you've got Windows 8, but how much to buy it as an upgrade from, for example, Windows XP or Windows 7. And it's £199. And he was going, what do you want to spend nearly £200 for? And that is compared to, I don't know whether Mavericks want, well, for the first thing, Mavericks will only run on a certain sort of strata of hardware. There are some pieces of Apple kit which will never run Mavericks. You could have something that was built.
But Mavericks actually runs further back than I think Metamine did, didn't it?
Really? That's impressive. And was it free as an upgrade to, for example, 10.5?
If you've got any computer that will run the App Store, which goes back to
Snow Leopard, yep.
Then
you can get it for free.
10.8,
So there you've got major upgrades from one end of the spectrum, which is free from Apple. And the reason for that is, in some respects, because they have captive hardware. You have to buy some Apple hardware, unless you've got a Hackintosh, to be able to install it, all the way to Windows, which you can run on practically anything, apart from ARM-based tablets. But it'll cost you £199. And that's...
I got that dig, James, just so you know.
Yeah.
I mean, what's the future of the OS, then, Tom?
It hasn't changed. Apple's done a very magical job of getting people all a flutter by giving a free point upgrade instead of charging you for your point upgrade. But this is really, when you look at it, not that different from Windows 8.1. Windows 8.1 said, hey, we're changing things, we're adding things, and you get it for free if you already have Windows 8. If you don't already have Windows 8, you got to buy Windows 8. And essentially, Apple's doing a variation of that. It's a little more generous. But you also have to buy Apple hardware, and Apple hardware is generally a little more expensive. So if you buy an x86 machine and buy Windows and put it on there, you probably do the math. It's going to run you around the same, maybe less, maybe more. But it's really not that significant. This is Apple saying, we want to get people standardized. We have too many people lagging behind on operating systems because of $20. That's hurting our developers. We make our money on hardware. Yeah. Let's just make it easy for people and say, you know what, when we do these revs every year or so, let's just make them free for somebody who's already bought the machine. They're still collecting money for your operating system when you buy the machine.
I've got to say, I mean, I got frustrated when it went to $25 to upgrade, because it's just like, you know, it's a completely different business model. You're not asking Apple to do exactly the same thing that Microsoft does. The OS is not the OS in the same way because of the hardware, as you've just said.
But it was also It was also $25 to buy a copy of the latest copy of Apple operating system for all the machines in your house. And let's face it, who's only got one Apple machine? Nobody here.
No, absolutely.
Not inside this bubble. No, yeah.
Well, so it was a bargain.
The 10 device limit's becoming a little bit restrictive now, I have to say.
I think that says more about
of a
you.
Guideline.
Yeah.
It's, you know, 10, yeah. 15, 18, whatevs.
I just, well, the problem is it's just, I went into joint venture the other week with Apple and to get my refix, and they said, oh, we'll replace up to 10 devices. I'm going, I need to get two of these then.
See, the other thing, I was going back to operating system, the other thing I was thinking about was Chrome OS, which updates without you even knowing.
Right. That's an interesting point, yeah. I mean, and phones have kind of changed the way we think about this, right? Because our phones, we never would pay for an operating system upgrade. Remember when Apple was trying to charge iPod Touch users for an operating system upgrade because they said of accounting things? People were revolting. They were like, no way, that's ridiculous. And so Apple's moving that into the desktop arena. I wouldn't be surprised to see Microsoft, especially with tablets anyway, start to say, oh, well, we're going to give you 2 years free operating system upgrades when you buy our tablet. So you'll never, even if we have a full upgrade to Windows 9 or whatever, you're not going to have to pay anything for it. Because Microsoft's starting to want to sell hardware as well.
Yeah. They like the boast as well, don't they? Because even on Tuesday's keynote, they love this many people upgraded to iOS 7. Yeah. And they love that boast. And at the next keynote, they'll say, 2/3 of all of our desktop and laptop hardware has been upgraded to 10.9. So that's right. Also a very good boast, especially when Apple kind of like the fact that kind of Androids or kind of people are on really old versions, aren't they? So I think it's another good, it's just another thing they want to get above everyone else.
Although, to be fair, there are some phone. The reason they could go from 6 to 7 and make such a big deal about it was because all the devices that can't run 6 can't run 7 either. So they're stuck. I think, was it 3GS can't run 6 or 7? Yeah, I think it's something right. As back as far as that. And it's a real shame for people who have got older hardware because they can't make use of this is the dilemma that almost every phone manufacturer or every device manufacturer suffers from, in that if you've got a piece of hardware which is a certain age or older, it will not run the latest operating system, except Microsoft, because I've got an XP box that I've put Windows 7 on. I could probably put Windows I've got Windows 8 on an XP box and it runs perfectly well.
Well, 8's more likely to run than 7 though, isn't it, for XP?
So it's kind of, they put a fair amount of development effort into it. And it is down to the fact that when, I think it was Tom that made the point, that if you've got the hardware manufacturer, the company that manufactures the hardware, making the operating system as well, they can cut the cost of the development of the operating system into the price of the hardware. However, if you're buying hardware from Uncle Tom Cobbley and all, the operating system has to cost something, because otherwise how can they afford the R&D to develop it?
There's a few comments in the chat room. First one's coming in from Booker. He says Snow Leopard was the XP of Mac OS. I think that's a bit harsh, actually, I have to say.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, XP's good. Snow XP Leopard. Works. I've still got some machines that run XP.
No, I think he was digging at Snow Leopard, mate, not XP.
Oh, sorry.
Well, maybe both. Maybe both.
I was going to say, that's a compliment, isn't it? I mean, XP is the thing that people are like, no, don't want to abandon even 10 years later.
Yeah, no, I mean, I thought Snow Leopard was... I don't think it is quite the XP of Mac OS, but... software is the lure to hardware, says Mark Shepard, and he also said... this makes a bad precedent. Everyone will then expect software to be free. The unwashed masses certainly probably will.
That very quickly, that's a very interesting point, because there was a tweet from the guys who make Tweetbot, and it's still the number one Twitter application in these number of countries, even though it does cost for an upgrade. They say hopefully this will encourage app manufacturers, app writers, people who are putting stuff into the app store to say, yes, you're going to have to buy it again because it costs us money to make it.
Oh, I've had everyone and his goat having a go at me over Tweetbot for Mac. God, I wish I hadn't said anything there. Mr. Batwinch says, I remember paying for an upgrade to my iPod Touch. It wasn't cool.
The exchange upgrade.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Yeah. No, I mean, the OS is a difficult one, definitely, because... you know, all it's doing is hanging other things off, and the basic functionality it provides is never usually that good. I mean, Finder, well, okay, there's some upgrades this time, but it's still not brilliant. Calendar, wow, they got rid of the leather, but...
Mm-hmm. Ooh, no more stitching. That's a lot of code change.
Do you notice they didn't get rid of the leather in bloody Game Center, though? Scott Forstall. Right? Scott Forstall lives.
Didn't they add vertigo as well, though?
What's that? Is that a new feature?
If you scroll too fast, it gives you vertigo.
Yeah, no, Game Center's still the same crappy beige and woody top. Exactly the same.
Find iPhone, still got the stitching too.
Yeah, and it's crap.
So,
Jeff,
do I have a different Game Center than you? Because I don't have stitchy, junky stuff in mine.
No, you've got a piece of wood,
right?
Yeah, in Mavericks.
Oh. See, if I actually paid attention to what we were talking about...
you wouldn't be on this podcast if you actually paid attention.
That's right. If I knew what we were really doing, I'd be out of here.
My reputation can't cope with this rubbish. While we're on you, Jeff, what have you brought for us? I hope you're not going to try and top the Robo-Roach from last week.
I can't top the Robo-Roach.
I was thinking to myself, mate.
Stories right there.
Do you have like a defense league for animals in the States? You know, we've got a thing called the RSPCA, and they would have intervened there.
We do, but apparently they didn't want to intervene.
Really? Roaches deserve all they get.
That's all I can assume. All right. So what I have for you is an opportunity to pretend like you're a spaceman on Mars in conditions that are so very much like Mars, or I guess. Apparently Hawaii is just like Mars. So there's a university that is looking for volunteers to participate in a study on what it would be like to live on Mars, and it's all being done in Hawaii.
Yes!
On Maui?
Oh. Yeah, here you go. In the chat room right now, there's a link.
Now, I gotta say, although the hardship that might be involved, you have to sit for 105 days waiting to get there, though. They put you on a tram steamer out of Southampton.
Well, if you do, I'm sure they'll give you a huddle so that
something. crew member participants sought for space exploration analog study. Now, you know, you could have done that in Tenerife as well, because they apparently trained for the lunar missions in Tenerife.
You could have, but my guess is that Hawaii is really nice.
Yeah,
just like ours. So why?
Yeah, but when you get up in the mountains, you get the lava rock, especially on the Big Island, which I think is where this is. And I took pictures there and was like, look, I'm on Mars, because it does have that look.
Well, the picture that's on the webpage, which I can't get across the Wirecast, looks like Mars. Some of the Gale Crater stuff that we've seen coming back from Curiosity, it looks very, very close. Volcanic and red and nasty.
I mean, the illusion will be ruined when the lady in her bikini top comes hiking up past you. But
playing a ukulele.
That was the thing.
Yeah. Just like on Mars.
You go to Hawaii, you train for the mission all the time. They say, well, do you know what? This has actually been the mission training because we've got the ship built. You've only just got to say yes and you're going to Mars. And you're like, yes. And you get to Mars and some girl in a skirt comes forward with a lei. And a big bowl of punch.
Aloha, welcome to Mars.
I think we have a title. The Martian Ukulele.
Yep.
What would that sound like? Very good. I mean, so how long's the mission? It's four months, missions. 8 months and 12 months.
Yeah.
Oh, you see, I imagine if you are stuck in that kind, if you aren't able to get a break from that landscape and the stuff that is supplied for you, it doesn't matter where the hell you are. It is going to be really boring after a while.
There's not going to be a pool, is there?
No.
In fact, there probably won't even be a shower.
Oh, man.
You've got a year of getting yourself clean with a wet wipe.
Marine shower.
It will. God.
First month, the wet wipe would have dried up.
That's true.
Oh, hello.
That's Christopher, by the way. Yes,
hello, Christopher.
He's getting involved.
Hello.
Christopher, whose voice is breaking.
He's 14 now, you know.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
No,
it's not.
Hello.
I'll be looking for girls in grass skirts the next time I see a picture from Curiosity, says Mark.
As one does.
Batwitch says that she's going up Mount Tidy. And he's wearing a Welsh accent.
This is probably on a 12-month mission to Wales.
Pig roast on Mars, says Bookery. There's another chat, another title. No, I mean, the only thing, yeah, you're leaning forwards and you're kissing the family goodbye. Daddy's got to go to work.
I mean, to be honest with you, it is a little bit more charming than the idea of sitting in a container in Russia for 12 months.
Yeah, well, that was the thing, wasn't it? The space travel thing was 105 days in a tube with five other people.
Yeah, this is not as bad, not quite as bad.
And washing with wet wipes.
Yep.
You've got to go out in a full spacesuit in the middle of a wave.
But the thing is,
how hot is that going to be?
They're taking sign-ups November 1st. They've got until November 1st to sign up.
Are you allowed to surf as long as you stay in the suit?
Yes. Yeah, I hear.
I'm certain that that's totally allowed.
Yep.
Yeah. Martian Mavericks.
Yep.
Exactly.
Dude.
Yeah, the point break in on Mars is really good.
Gravity's up, dude.
Excellent. Oh, the titles came thick and fast there. I'll have to listen back to that one. Mr. Mary, what did you bring?
Have you all seen the Instagram ads yet?
No. What's this?
Ooh, yeah. Ooh. They're starting to show off samples of what they're going to do to you. That represent the platform, and they're being very selective about who they're going to allow to spend money on their platform. The launch partners include Adidas, Burberry, and General Electric. And the idea is that they will try to tailor them so that they fit your interests based on what other Instagram accounts you follow. They'll try to be photographic pictures, so it's not just some crass advertisement, and you'll be able to hide them. You can still select the hiding function of them, but yeah, your ad free Instagram feed is a thing of the past.
So, I mean, is that for everybody then? You're knackered.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, other than being able to press that button saying hide and then hoping that they do a better job of putting the ads in that you might actually be interested in.
So basically, there's going to be food manufacturers advertising, cat food manufacturers advertising, and whatever narcissistic selfie taker advertiser people. Levi's.
Yeah, Levi's is one of the ones, and they just, you know, they have nice looking lady with her Levi's on, you know, standing with her hands in the air.
Yeah.
It's a Facebook influence, isn't it? You know, it's all about the advertising. That's why they bought it, isn't it?
To be fair, it's no worse than, you know, you scroll through some photos and you think, if one of them's an advert, it can't be any worse than some of the things you have to look at on Instagram. It's just like, I don't want to see what you have for tea.
That's actually a really good point. The advertisements might bring up the level of your feed, depending on who you're following.
Oh, yeah, good point.
But see, the thing is, Twitter allegedly went to this, inserted advertising tweets, and I've never seen them. I've never seen...
Amazing job, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if I'm being spammed with advertising because I don't feel like it. The only suspicion I got the other week was I follow Ian Botham, who was a cricketer here in the 70s and 80s and early 90s, a prolific cricketer. And he's got several hundred thousand followers on Twitter. And I follow him. And then the other morning he came out with some stuff about a diet supplement. I can't believe he'd tweet that. God, he sold his soul. Jesus. And someone tweeted back to him saying, your account's been hacked, I think. And he tweeted back out, what? And he had no idea that this tweet had been sent.
Hmm.
And but I can't believe that Twitter's... I know that they advertise, but I don't think they advertise by sending a tweet out from you that's not from you.
No, I'm sure they don't. I mean, if you don't... The only place I've ever seen adverts on Twitter is on the Twitter website on a full-screen machine. I could just see one right here. Dan Kroll Music has just done a promoted tweet... And you know, you can see who follows him and stuff like that. And I think they're fairly innocuous. I don't really mind them too much because they don't get in the way. They appear in the main timeline. You have the opportunity to skip them if you want. I'm happy with those and those really irritating conversation things that they've done now, which is... Mm-hmm. I still haven't got used to that yet. The fact that they'll put a tweet from 14 hours ago on your timeline from a couple of minutes ago because somebody is responding from something from 14 hours ago. No! It's screwing with my... meddling with the timey-wimey.
It's all wibbly-wobbly.
Well, my thought process was, because I don't notice and I don't get them in Twitter, is it because I was one of the early adopters? I mean, I'm right there, right at the start with you guys. And do all the later people get all the crap? And if I joined Instagram now, would I get loads of crap because I'm a late joiner?
I think Twitter's just really clever about how they've done it so that you barely know. I remember noticing something once and realizing that it had the promoted thing next to it after I had just thought, like, oh, that's an interesting post. But how did that get in my feed? And they're just not committing the advertising sin of delivering information that you don't want. They've been extremely subtle about it.
They thought to
themselves... You say, it only shows up mostly on the desktop.
They thought to themselves, what wouldn't Google do?
Right.
Well, this is the thing that my account, I use on the desktop, I use the Twitter app, and on the iOS device, I've used Tweetbot, and on my Nokia phone, I've got Twabbit, and I get no advertising any of them. And Batwench in the chat room says, yes, you do, Ewan. It's a promoted thing. It's the orange one, but not in your face.
I bet you just don't notice it. I bet you see it all the time, and it just doesn't hit you over the head, which is good. That means it's good advertising. Because it's
like fast-forwarding on a TiVo.
Which I would agree, Tom, is when she goes, it's the orange thing, but it's not in your face. I go, oh, that's what that is. But I don't. I don't have no clue what she's talking about.
So isn't that the problem with Twitter? That's why they're shutting down all the third-party thing. That's why they bought TweetDeck and things like that, because they don't show the promoted ads. So that's why they're buying them up and shutting them down.
But I have the Twitter app on my computer, and
OS 10 one.
I've got it on OS 10, and I don't see anything.
They don't have them up all the time. That's the other thing, is they only they come and go. The only one I see right now on the website is one on the worldwide trends for Bad Grandpa Movie with the little promoted thing next to it. Otherwise, I don't see any other ads in my streams or my timelines or anything.
And where's that? What's that on a desktop?
Yeah, that's just on the website.
On the website. I'm sure it's... And Mark Shepherd says it's the ads don't come through on third-party clients, so...
No. Well, no, I'm on Twitter's app. I'm on Twitter's
that's not
own...
a third-party client.
No, exactly. I'm on Twitter's desktop app, and I've never, ever seen a promoted tweet.
Notice.
Maybe Twitter realizes you're not going to buy anything.
Noticed. I'll grant you, Tom. Absolutely right. Noticed, but... I would have noticed at some point, is what my thought, you know, the hit ratios. Otherwise, what the hell's the, what is the point?
Well, the point would be that you read it, it stuck in your mind, and you thought that's interesting, and you just assumed, you didn't notice the promoted part and thought it was just another post in your timeline, and went about your way without thinking it was paid for.
If you hit on the discover button on any app, it comes up straight away, because on my iPhone right now, promoted app, you want to see it there, but the promoted is actually hashtag Mets Huddle.
I actually don't have anything in Discover. I did the same thing, because usually there's something promoted if you hit that Discover tab, and I have nothing promoted in my Discover tab right now.
Yeah, I've got Let's Huddle as a hashtag. So.
There's a Discover tab?
Yeah. In iOS.
Or on the website.
Let's Huddle is actually quite a cunning thing by Tesco, and I was suckered in because I fancy playing it. They were playing a quiz this afternoon. Very clever marketing. Basically, you have to send in the answer and then retweet the Huddle thing with the hashtag, the question with the hashtag Let's Huddle, which of course means more people enter the competition. They had one to win every hour for, like, you know, probably a few days and stuff. And I think that was very cunning of them to do that, because it gets the hashtag... And how much did it cost them to do? It cost them nothing. No, very clever indeed.
But actually says on the Discover, in trends now, it actually says hashtag Let's Huddle, and then I get the orange thing saying promoted by Tesco. So that's
so they've done that as well. Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
So they have put a bit of money on that as well. Yeah.
It doesn't show.
Where is it? Hang on, there we go. Go on. No, put it back up. It was showing.
It was showing, sorry.
I was just a bit slow on the button. Right, up.
The top.
There we go. Let's Huddle.
Yeah.
Promoted by Tesco. Yeah, I mean, the source that I've got within Tesco is high enough to tell me that Tesco have pumped a lot into Huddle.
Mm-hmm.
If it goes tits up, there's a lot of people.
And for good reason. And for good reason, because you've got Argos is my tablet for 99 quid. And actually, I've just seen that you can get the Carphone Warehouse Avoca tablet, which will give you change back from a £50 note. Well, I just read on Gizmodo.
Have you been to eBuyer?
50 quid.
eBuyer have got a £40 tablet.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it's any good is another question entirely. But
it's running Jelly Bean. If it just plays the apps, then it plays the apps and that's that.
And you've got the Argos one as well.
Yeah, the Avoca tablet, however, has got 512 meg of RAM, which isn't enough, and a resolution of 800 by 480, which I think most people's 3.5-inch mobile phones have got. So it's not particularly good. But the thing is, they are in a serious race to the bottom within the tablet market. Everybody is going to get one, and quite possibly everybody's going to get one for Christmas. We're in the build-up to the Christmas rush.
At 40 quid, everyone's going to get them to use as a doorstop.
True story.
Jeez.
They're going to buy paper just to put under them.
Now, there's a thing. James, you haven't done your story. You brought your daughter. You didn't bring a story.
I did bring a story, and this is something called Phone Blocks. And this is something that I saw advertised probably on a Kickstarter or something a long time ago. If you go to phoneblocks.com, that's Phone Blocks, B-L-O-K-S, rather than with a C, I'll post it into the chat room. Well done, Christopher. That's a very clever idea. It's basically, that's not the right one, James. I'm good at computers. Phoneblocks.com. And basically, they call it a phone worth keeping. The phone comes in individual modules. He was basically complaining that one time his camera went wrong, and it was only a small part of the camera that actually failed. But to replace that part would be such a faff and so expensive, you might as well just buy a new camera.
Mm.
And this is supposed to be upgrade friendly. So if a new type of screen comes out, which is a higher resolution, or if a faster processor or a battery, which is the same size and contains more ampere hours, comes out, you can just plug it into your phone and keep the same one. The prototype isn't pretty, but I think it's a very good idea if you're conscious of the fact that you've got phones since the year 1999 sitting in your desk, in your bedside cabinet drawer, just gathering dust. Doing nothing. This thing will hopefully make it a little bit more, you know, less of a waste of technology.
I've got a picture there up on the feed. I mean, this is multiple components. This isn't just like two or three blocks. There's 20 components there that you can change.
Yep.
And they just plug into a board like a piece of Lego almost.
Yep. And so, yeah, a perfect example is the phone, the camera sensor. If they're coming up with more and more high-resolution sensors, they are going to be taking up the same amount of space, and therefore why not make them into a uniform sort of like ISO standard that can plug into the backboard? And, of course, other manufacturers can make the same can make it to the same form factor and plug into a phone. So you could end up with these crazy bits of phone, which comes from Sony and Nokia and all these things, And by some means, you could actually have an operating system that can cope with it all.
And are these blocks made out of aluminium or?
I don't know. I don't know what it actually is made of. I dare say it's probably some kind of plastic.
Okay, so that first but picture looks like a resin, but the second one does look like aluminium because of the reflection off his finger.
Yeah. And basically, it's you plug it all in and you click a lock to lock it all down, and then you've got a phone which is made of lots of bits. I guess it's at the moment, like I said, it's a prototype and it's not pretty, but I think it could be the future.
Oh, I don't know.
If people are willing if suppliers, of course, if manufacturers are willing to work together, but of course, components are being made by three or four manufacturers anyway. You know, Samsung make your displays. Whatever manufacturer you actually originally end up getting the phone from, Samsung is probably going to have made the display for it.
There's another exploded view. The screens are all different as well. You can get different types of screens, which is quite interesting.
The question we had, we talked about this on Tech News Today as well, and the question everybody had was, is this going to be appealing over just getting a subsidized phone for free or cheap? And that's the thing. I mean, because I think we all love the idea in concept, but how much is it going to cost? What's it going to look like? And is it really going to be compelling to the average person who's like, I don't want to have to think about messing with blocks and changing things when I could just get a 99-pound phone tomorrow and be done with it. And it's newer.
I mean, you're only going to appeal to the tech initiated, at least, who are willing to at least unplug and replug. And the question would then beg whether those people are willing to step away from iOS, Android, Windows 8.
But on the flip side to that is if you were to get onto this upgrade trail, you could upgrade your phone for a lot less because you would not be wasting a number of components which would be common to the old one.
You've got to see the longer term view, perhaps.
Well, like I said, people replace their phones. Some people replace their phones every 6 months or even every year. You know, the iPhone churn is every year, isn't it? There's a new one out. And you're spending, effectively £500 every year on a new phone. If this costs you maybe even £150 to upgrade the components to the same standard as the new phone, you've saved a huge amount. Like, it is a complete paradigm shift of the brain. And, of course, phones still have this bling value, don't they? People will get their phone out, and somebody will just look down, you've got a Galaxy S4. People will do that comparison. And so it isn't for somebody who appreciates status over functionality, but people who just want a phone and want the opportunity to be able to run something that will take the latest operating system, I think it's a fairly economical model to do it.
I think you've got to be careful, though, in looking at that kind of model. You dive in with both feet thinking I've got expandability for the future and I'm seeing the long-term view, and then someone comes and says, well, actually, you know, the baseboard that we have where you link everything together, that actually, you know, every hole's now going to be a tenth of a millimetre further apart.
Yeah.
So you need to buy a new baseboard, and then, of course, because none of the old components you have will fit, so you have to buy new components then to fit on, and all of a sudden you're stuck in their ecoverse again. And
we know even from just the power connector on a phone how hard it is to standardise.
Yeah, and you're talking about the entire freaking phone.
And this is always going to be bigger, which, to folks like me and you who might be just into this for the idea of being able to swap parts out, which sounds awesome. It's not going to appeal to the fashion conscious because you're not going to have effective space design if you want to have modularity. It's a trade-off.
Mm.
It's a nerd phone, isn't it? And
it's nerds.
But then Ubuntu Edge was a nerd phone. They didn't get backing for it, did they? So the nerds aren't. I think they want the newest and shiniest phone they can get, don't they?
The chat room's basically sounding out that exact point because they all want one. Mark Chapman says, I'd like the optional back scratcher as well, please, as the add-on, if there is one. And is there Is there a T-Maker block?
That's the battery.
Yeah.
Goblin.
Mark did say not very pocket-friendly, but Chris just mentioned the fact you could... What phone now doesn't come with a kind of rubber outer casing that you can sort of...
Oh, rubber.
Stop it from dropping on the floor, and at least it doesn't... You drop this thing on the floor, and you will be looking for bits for the rest of the week.
I love Lego.
I don't know.
Dropped this in a parking lot?
Yeah, that would be... You'd be on your hands and knees, wouldn't you? Praying.
No, worse still...
Then you just buy the parts that you're missing, and you're fine again, right?
Yeah. Worse still, you drop it in the Lego. You drop it in the kids' Lego. You stood there at work going, I can't get a signal. Well, no, your antenna, look, it's actually a little Lego man's face staring back at you with a big grin on. I've lost my story. I can't find it. Oh, never mind. I'll do an advert. UK2, they're fantastic. They've looked after us for a long time. They were 15 last week, and many happy returns. They've been around a long time. I was supposed to go for a lunch with them with a focus group, customer focus group, but I couldn't go because I was working, unfortunately. But I spent a bit of social time with the guys from UK2 the last couple of months, and I shot a video for them the other week. They're a really, really nice bunch of people. They really care about your data. I went to see their data center, and they've got some top-end security, beautiful, beautiful air conditioning systems to keep it all lovely and cool. I saw our server as well, which was kind of cool. They're great. They're wonderful. Check them out. If you want co-location services, they've got it. You want domain names, you want hosting, you want dedicated servers, they've got it. They've got everything that you can possibly need. Check them out for anything that's to do with the web on the internet. Go to our website first, use the sponsors, click through. Go to their website, use the offer codes, we get the kudos. You help a great firm with your business, and in return, they keep us afloat because we can't afford the amount of space that we take up on their servers, and we can't afford the bandwidth that we consume if we don't have them as supporters of us. So please, please, please look after UK2 because they're absolutely well worth the effort. They're a good bunch, real good bunch. Right, I'll see if I can find my story. Meanwhile, James Hart will do his cool thing.
Well, I'll start.
I've got to say, my cool thing is your daughter, mate. She was great.
Oh, bless you. Very quickly, well, before you do that, Lenny, stand up for a second. Stop playing your game. You press pause. Press pause, sweetheart.
Come and talk to the adults.
That's right. Is the huddle your cool thingy this week?
No. There you go.
Is it your cool thing? Is there a cooler thingy than the huddle for you this week?
No.
Well, there you go.
Yes, Daddy, it's you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm playing Subway Surfers, which is like Temple Run in modern day.
There you go. So Subway Surfers on the huddle is Lenny's cool thingy. My cool thingy is I'm a struggling, failing musician. And I was working on a song earlier in this week, and I was playing it on the keyboard. And I realised that in playing it on the keyboard, I had no idea what chords I was playing so I could play it to accompany it on the guitar later on. And I discovered a site called The Piz, thepiz.org, who are a band but also make VST plugins for your digital audio workstation. They are a very strange band. If you go to soundcloud.com/insert-piz-here, it's kind of, they call themselves Tucson's number one experimental avant-garde gothic free jazz punk rock band since 1995. But they also make... They also make a free VST plugin that you play the keyboard and it tells you what chords it's playing, which is, I think, is absolutely brilliant. So yeah, go down there, download their free VSTs, and have fun with them. The other one I was going to mention is on Amazon. You can get, I don't know if we covered this before on the show or one maybe on one I've missed, but you can get a combination 3-in-1 USB cable for iPhone 5, iPhone 4, and micro USB. So if you've got something you need to charge, you just grab that. It's great to have in your desk at work saying, has anybody got a charger? And it doesn't matter what device they've got because you know you can charge it for them.
The huddle is micro-USB.
There you go. The huddle's micro-USB. The iPhone 5 is Lightning.
Or Lightning.
Lightning. Oh, and the old iPhone is the 30 million connector one. So they're only like £2.47. It's a really interesting thing that Amazon have done, though, is you can only buy it if you buy something worth £10. So it's a kind of an add-on thing. Add-on item.
Like the Pokeballs, if you buy 10 Pokeballs, you get a premium.
There you go, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so Dan, what do you know?
Exactly, what do I know? So they're my two picks of the week. Insert Piz here and thepiz.org's VST plugins and a 3-in-1 USB cable for iPhone 5 and 4. And I have got to mention, because it was mentioned in the chat room, that there was a Nokia announcement this week.
There was.
They've announced... the 1520, and that is a phone I am so totally going to get because it's got four stereo microphones. How many mobile phones have got stereo microphones on them? Nokia are going to release it to the market at some point. I tweeted them today, when's it going to be available? They said, we're going to tell you. We'll tell you. It's all right. Calm down. But calm down. You tell you. Oh, I hate it when that happens. December. Is it going to be? Do I have to wait till December?
Yeah, because I've only just released the 1020 and I've only just bought it.
Ha! Oh, but this is the Ewan effect. Surely, if you've just bought a 1020, the next one's going to be coming out in weeks.
I've got to say that the 1020 is one of the best phones I've ever come across. It's fantastic. The camera on it is just superb. I'm just trying to grab a screen capture that I took last night. I was out on a railway line in the thick of night. And it was cold and it was wet and it was bloody horrible. This was the picture that I took handheld in low light. It's a bit grainy because it's only a screen capture, but I promise you the quality is significantly better than you're seeing there. But it deals with low light superbly. The video's excellent. And I used a piece of video that I shot the other week. I'd left my camera. I'd gone up the site to look at what the guy was looking at in a drainage system. He said, oh, God, look, and he pulled his camera backwards and forwards in the screen to see in the duct. And I was like, oh, I've got to get this my 1020 out. And I shot handheld video off it, and I used it in the final video.
That's remarkable.
And the customer said, that's really good quality camera, really good quality video.
I don't know if the 1020's got it. The 1520's going to have the thing where you can adjust the focus after the photo's been taken.
Yeah, but that's proprietary. You've got to be careful of that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that won't go everywhere and won't do everything, and it certainly won't embed in your web page very well.
I expect not, no. and soon to have RAW support, which, of course, if you're going to be taking a photo at that resolution, at that quality, you kind of need, really.
Well, the 1020's already got RAW support.
Woohoo!
So, yes, very happy at that. Love it.
Mm-hmm. I'm very excited about the 1520. I just want one because I'm an audio recorder. I love to take, if I can just carry one device around with me, I'll tell you what, when it comes, when it finally arrives, I'll pop back on the show and do a review of it, and I'll probably be very, very excited.
I hope we have you back before that, James.
Thank you.
For God's sake, lose your belly, mate. We've missed you.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Eating fewer pies, drinking less beer.
Good lad. Well, you don't come
really
on.
Sad.
Don't come on this. It
yeah,
is
well.
That, yeah.
We have to make sacrifices.
Good grief.
Yes.
Is that so you could afford your daughter's huddle?
That's exactly
it. That's my money.
What a father. No, I know. I know. I'm joking. I know you bought it for yourself. How the hell does your daughter get £119 at 10?
Pocket money. She doesn't drink beer or eat pie.
They both kids actually don't go out and waste their pocket money on sweets and they save it up over the, you know, if she's been saving since January, she's got enough. So she's done very well.
I get £10 per month.
Well,
so that's like, she's saved up since January for that. I think maybe we put a couple of club card points towards it as well.
No, that's for the case and the headphones.
Oh, right.
Yeah, there that you told you. My son's pocket's got a bit of lint and a bogey in it.
Eleanor's got to the stage where she's losing teeth now and just not bothering to tell us. Sorry, I'm loaded, Dad.
Dad, the huddle's out, and she sat there with a pair of pliers.
Oh,
Jeffrey, what have you got for us as a cool thing?
I'm actually going with something for the iPhone. I know it's not the Mac show, but whatever. It's Tweetbot 3 for the iPhone. It came out yesterday, and it's a really nice rewrite. And Tweetbot's been my favorite Twitter client for quite a while. And I really like how the new version is the gesture navigation totally makes sense. And I love that when I'm on a Wi-Fi network, it will just do a live stream of what's happening on Twitter instead of doing the thing where I have to refresh every now and then. And I'm very pleased with it so far. Now, keep in mind, I've been using it for about 24 hours now, so there's plenty of time for me to find things that piss off. But so far, I haven't. And that's saying a lot, because usually I'll use a Twitter client for 5, maybe 10 minutes, and I've already deleted it because it's pissed me off so much.
Yeah.
And it's on sale right now. In the United States, it's $2.99 when the sale window ends, and I don't know how long that is. It'll go up to $4.99.
Yeah.
Totally worth the $3.
Yeah, I agree. I think if they charged $3 for the original one, I'd be very happy as well, because I think it is the best Twitter client that there is out there. However, £13.99 for the first one is too much money. I keep coming back to that, but I keep getting death threats from saying that, so I'm not saying anymore. Righty.
Hello. Bit of a nerdy one. I did it as a review on BTN last week. But it's a remote desktop app for iOS. Obviously, I work in an enterprise IT environment, so a lot of Windows machines, but I'm carrying my iPad mini around with me, which is my favourite thing to be carrying around work. But just with VPN and everything, that's my PC at work on right now. And that log in, do everything. Wow. But it's so good because it's got all the function buttons, the Windows keys, long press for right click, all that sort of thing. So when you're out of the office or you're kind of visiting people, you can log back into your main machine and get everything done. And it's absolutely fantastic. You've got to carry a laptop around with you and access all your active desktop tools and all that sort of thing. And there's a version for the Mac OS X as well now. But absolutely brilliant. So if you're kind of in that, a nerd like me, and your job is to be a nerd full time, then probably well worth having. Because I've tried loads of third-party ones, and you don't get some of the advanced features unless you get the premium versions. But this one, being from Microsoft, has all the features you need. Really
that's amazing. That's the amazing thing, Paul, though, is the fact that the resolution on your tiny little screen is as high as any Windows 2003 or 2008 server. Yeah. You can get the whole screen on it. Markable.
Yeah, it's like, there you go.
With the retina,
the touch interface is fantastic. You know, all I need is my iPad now. I can just be anywhere on campus or at home and I can do anything I can sat in front of the PC. It's brilliant. Love it.
Hey. Windrider is complaining triple tap to translate has disappeared in the new rewrite, Jeff. And you can't adjust the font size within the app.
I have not found that yet, but now I know, so thank you for the heads up.
Yes, and you can't adjust the font size with the app. So,
but it honors your system-wide font setting.
Oh, right. There we go. Seeing mixed reviews on Tweetbot 3, it seems you either love it or hate it. Well, I know that feeling. And last, but by no means least, Thomas, what do you have for us, mate?
Buy me a pie.
Go on.
Okay. That I have for you.
What does it do?
It's a list keeper. We used to use Wunderlist for grocery shopping because my wife is always like, "Oh, I forgot to tell you, I need this." So we'd use Wunderlist, but Wunderlist was getting clunky, and then she didn't install it on her Android machine, and so I found Buy Me a Pie, which is Android. And iTunes and the web, so you can get to it in a lot of different places. It's free for just one list, £1.49 if you want to actually like share it with folks. And it's meant for grocery shopping, so it color codes things based on what aisle in the store you're likely to find it in. It allows you to enter the amounts really easily, and it's just handy when you're going shopping. You can use it for any kind. We use it for the pet stuff. We use it for the groceries. We use it for all kinds of stuff.
Buy me a pie.
Buy me a pie, please.
Good man. Like that one. My pick, thanks to Thames Boater yesterday. That's not boater as in that South African boater. It's as in like a boat and a person who drives it. I tweeted out yesterday that I find it difficult to trim my beard a little bit longer because I have to use the Gillette thing and Mac 3 thing and it's just cuts it too short. So I tweeted out, anyone got a good beard trimmer? And he said, why don't you buy the Remington MB320C Barber Trimmer? There you go. So I bought it. And God love Amazon Prime. This has got Amazon Prime on it. I'd like one of those, please. It arrived this afternoon. Not in time for the Mac Show, it has to be said. So I have a slightly shorter beard now than I had with the Mac Show. And it was 3 minutes to trim. Very, very good. Totally changeable. So in the highest setting, you could cut someone's hair with it quite happily. It's really, really good. And it was £20. There you go. Well worth the punt, I thought. And if you've got a bit of stubble, a bit of beard, kind of just the sort of length that Paul's got, just the sort of length that Mr. Merritt's got, or just the sort of length that I haven't got anymore, there you go. It's worth it. The only thing is, you know when they want to sell something and they put like a sexy girl on it or they put a sexy bloke on it and they think that'll sell it? They put Captain Bird in this one. And I got to say, had I seen that picture before I bought it, I don't think I would have been buying it.
It's a tidy beard, to be fair.
It's a tidy beard, but it is Captain Birdseye. Okay. <Yes.
laughs> Well trimmed, though. I'll give him that.
He's a trimmed bloke. Oh, yes. Yeah. I was so pleased with Remington, I'm thinking of buying the company. I was sitting rehearsing that.
75.
It's what?
Eleanor is trying to talk to her Google thing, asking whether it likes Siri or not. And it can't understand a word she's saying.
Yeah, no, I've got the Windows dictation online.
They don't understand. It just
doesn't
want
to answer. Yeah. What? Tom, what were you saying there?
Oh, no, I was saying, does your beard trimmer have a vacuum on it?
No, I don't want to think
one I, the one I have has a mini vacuum to like suck in the particles. It doesn't 100% work.
Straight
it does
food.
Cut down on the amount of detritus.
I've only liked that pic now for about 3 minutes, and you've ruined it.
No, I think Remington, because the one I have is a Remington, so I think it has a little vacuum thing.
Your vacuum
it's nifty.
It's the space version.
Oh, I need that because I do it in the garden. It's easier.
That's and it's good for the plants too.
As endorsed by Chris Hadfield. No. Oh, beard trimmers as endorsed by Chris Hadfield.
Yeah,
because he's got Chris the vacuum Hardwick, bit. Maybe. No, Hadfield, the space guy.
Is it?
No,
Commander
I'm joking.
Hadfield.
Commander Hadfield.
Yeah, the guy who sang Space Oddity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Canadian guy.
Yeah. Yeah. He's doing a load of videos at the moment, like carding for a spaceman, movie for a spaceman. They're just,
oh, yeah, he's cashing in, huh?
They're just not funny. Chris, Jesus, go back to space, man. We'll be back again next week with the big show as normal. We've got the Mac show on Friday as well. Big show's going to go back to Thursday night next week. However, Thursday night, if that's all right with everyone. Because Friday's was go to the curry ass night, and I haven't gone tonight. I'm upset. I'm missing it.
Oh,
so see you next week for shows. I'm gonna be around all next week, so I'm definitely gonna do a photo show. I promise. If you've got a question, show, sent in BritishTechNetwork@gmail.com. Lenny is photo bombing. We're gonna do the Where Are You's in a minute. Don't worry. And Chris, where can we get a hold of you, James?
You can get a hold of me, surrounded by children, at Syzygy on Twitter. SYZYGY or Late Night Loaf, which is my rubbish radio show.
We're a family show, despite the rumours that have gone around recently. Don't listen to the VID show, kids. Jeff, where are you, mate?
You can find me at macobserver.com, and you can find me at Twitter and app.net. I'm jgamut both places. I think you can find me on the British Tech Network. Now, because there's this show, there's the comic show, sometimes the Mac show, and
it's the Jeff Gamut Network.
Yeah, that's right. Apple Context Machine. We have communicators, a bunch of other blogs, and guess my own blog, Fresh Brewed Tales, where I talk about the ridiculously insane things that I see people doing in coffee shops.
Where the hell do you get time to play dots?
When I'm walking between my desk and the kitchen to get a
for your you clearly don't.
Well, the deal is I have no life.
Okay, fair enough. That's good. Not, but good. No. But Righty, where are you, mate?
I'm at Paulum's on Twitter, and for the next week I'll be sitting on my backside playing computer games, but writing my Mavericks review. And if anyone out there has got any kind of things they want to add, kind of any feedback from their experiences of upgrading the last week or so, I'd love to hear them. So,
Tags is the way, mate. Tags will save you absolutely a fortune in photo identification storage.
They're pretty nifty, aren't they?
They're awesome. I was saying today on the Mac show, because I've got a lot of PNG files, some are photos and some are graphics that I've made for specific videos, and all I do now it can do is tag them, and I can say it's a graphic or an image. Graphic or image.
That's absolutely it. Loving it. It's great.
Job done. And someone said, what colour do you make your graphics in and what colour do you make your images? No, I actually use the tag graphic.
Yeah.
Image. Superb. But, love it to bits. And last but by no means least, Mr. Merritt, feeling a little under the weather, but still rooting for the Cardinals.
That's right. That's right. They're going to keep me feeling better, I hope. I have a feeling. You can find me at tommerritt.com, TOMMERRITT.com. All the shows, all the stuff that I do is collected there, including the Sword and Laser Science Fiction and Fantasy Book Club Kickstarter. We want to do another season of videos, so we're doing a Kickstarter. If you're interested, swordlaser.com/Kickstarter.
Sword and Laser's great, mate. Can I get my hands on the next episode of 10 State? You bastard, you sent me one and then that's it.
You want another?
I loved it.
We'll talk. Yeah, of course. No, I can send you the next one.
We need people to buy it as well, though. Where do we get... have you not got the option to buy it? It's only Kickstarter,
we
guys.
We just delivered issue 5 to the Kickstarter backers. So now we can turn our attention to figuring out how to make them available to other folks. Submitted it to the Xology store, but they still haven't approved it for sale. They take it forever, so I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Stupid asses.
So, Tom, just so you know, Ten State was my pick of the week on the comic show this week.
Oh, thanks, man. That's awesome.
Well, I think we need to get you and Len on the comic show on the next episode.
Yeah, I'd love to
talk about it, because it's a good evolution, and his artwork is excellent. And
the storytelling is amazing. Good. Yeah, I could write darg, 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 and it would be great because his art's so good.
It is good. Better than Gave Dibbins, anyway.
Well, yeah.
See you next week. I'm Ewan Rankin. Get me out, Ewan. Thanks very much. Bye.